This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Schools across Colorado have started the new semester in the face of surging COVID-19 cases and staffing shortages. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin says some people wish the districts had been more prepared.
Some teachers and parents say school systems could have been stockpiling rapid COVID-19 tests or put in place a system where students and teachers could get tested prior to returning. New York City, for example, their school district is sending rapid test kits home with all students and staff.
That's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin. Nearly the entire state is experiencing moderate levels of drought or worse. Federal data show that more dire drought conditions have shifted from the western slope to parts of the Front Range and the Eastern Plains. Parts of Boulder County, including Lewisville and Superior, where last week's fires destroyed nearly 1,000 homes, are in extreme drought. An investigation into the Loveland Police Department this week recommended the department undergo sanctity of life training. CPR's Claire Cleveland.
The department has been sued multiple times, including for shooting and killing a 19-year-old in a mental health crisis last year. Another lawsuit from 73-year-old Karen Gerner came after her arm was broken in an arrest in June of 2020. Her lawyer, Sarah Schelke, says the recommendation for training on the sanctity of life is shocking.
There should never be a police department that needs more training on the sanctity of life. And what's crazy is that that is really a great way to sum up what we all know from this past year of lawsuits.
The nearly 60-page report also said Loveland Police must improve engagement and transparency with the community. Other parts of the report are positive. Department Chief Bob Tyser says it shows opportunities to improve. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.